I don't know if you know this, Harry, but you can be a really scary guy. I mean, I've seen what you can do, and even the people who haven't seen themselves have heard stories. Believe me, we're all glad you're one of the good guys, but if you weren't... What? I said, suddenly feeling more tired. If I wasn't, then what? You'd be scary. Really scary. Get to your damn point, I said quietly. He nodded. You've been talking to things. Excuse me? He lifted his hands. Talking to things? I mean, you were talking to things when I was outside your door. That was nothing, I said. Okay, Billy said, though his tone suggested that he was placating me rather than agreeing. What's this talking to things crap? Did Bach say I was doing that? Harry, Billy said. Because I wasn't, I said. Good God, I do some crazy crap, but it's usually the this is never going to work, but I have to try it variety of crazy. I'm not insane. Billy folded his arms, his eyes searching my face. See, that's the thing. If you were truly insane, would you be able to realize it? I rubbed at the bridge of my nose. So let me get this straight. Because Bach said something about me, and because you heard me talking to myself, suddenly I'm ready for the room with rubber walls. No, he said. Sort of. Harry, look, it isn't like I'm trying to accuse. That's funny, because it sounds like an accusation from this end, I said. I slammed my staff down on the floor, and Billy flinched. He tried to cover it, but I had seen the motion. Billy flinched like he was genuinely afraid that I was going to hurt him. What the hell? Billy, I said quietly, there is some bad business going on. I don't have time for this. I don't know what Bach told you, but he's had a bad couple of days. He's rattled. I'm not going to hold anything against him. All right, he said quietly. I want you to go home, I told him, and I want you to start sending out word around to the in crowd. Everyone wants to be behind a threshold tonight. He frowned and took off his glasses, scrubbing at them with a corner of his shirt. Why? Because the White Council is sending a war party to town. You don't want anyone you know to get caught in the backwash. Billy swallowed. This is big, then? And I have to get moving. I don't have time for distractions. I stepped forward and put my hand on his shoulder. Hey, it's me, Harry. I'm as sane as I ever am, and I need you to trust me for a little while. Tell people to keep their heads down, okay? He took a deep breath and then nodded sharply. I'll do it, man. Good. I don't know why you're so worried about me, but we'll sit down and talk after the dust settles. Figure out what's up. Make sure I haven't stripped a gear when I wasn't looking, I promise you. Right, he said, nodding. Thank you. I'm sorry if this is a... Oh, hell, man. Enough with sharing the emotions, I said. We're going to turn into women as we stand here. Get a move on. He chucked my arm with a mostly closed fist and left. I waited for him to go. I didn't feel like riding down in the elevator with him, wondering if he was afraid of me suddenly turning on him with an axe or a butcher knife or something. I leaned on my staff and thought about it for a second. Billy was really worried about me. Worried enough that he was afraid that I might do something to him. What the hell had I done to set that off? And an even better question, which I had to ask myself, followed on the heels of that first one. What if he was right? I poked at my skull with a finger. It didn't feel soft or anything. I didn't feel insane. But if you'd really lost it, would you have enough left upstairs to know? Crazy people never thought they were crazy. I've always talked to things, I said, and to myself. Good point, myself agreed with me, unless that means you've been nuts all along. I don't need wise-ass remarks, I told myself severely. There's work to do, so shut up. All I could think was that it had been George's idea. She was always buried to the ears in her psych textbooks. Maybe she had fallen victim to some kind of inverted psychological hypochondria or something. Thunder rumbled outside, and the rain started coming down harder. I didn't need any doubts distracting me right now. I shrugged off the whole conversation with Billy, tabling it for later. I loaded my gun, since not loading it would have been almost as good as not having it, then slipped it back into my pocket, locked up my office behind me, and headed for the car. I had to get to Sheila and see if her remarkable memory could call up the poems and stanzas from that stupid book. And then I had to figure out how to call up a wild and deadly lord of the darker realms of faery and sidetrack him so that the heirs of Kemmler couldn't use him to promote themselves to demigod status. And along the way, I had to find the word of Kemmler and get it to Mavra somehow without the White Council learning what I was up to. Easy as breathing. As I rode down in the elevator, I had to admit that Billy might have a point.